This is KUNC. After nearly 6 hours of debate, state lawmakers in the House voted Thursday night to give preliminary approval to a major oil and gas bill. It still needs to pass a final hearing in that chamber. Democratic sponsor Yadira Caraveo told the House floor the new public health protections were long overdue.
It is time that we say that well sites do not take precedence over wheezing infants, and that flow lines are not more important to us than the cardiovascular health of our elderly.
The changes are welcomed by those concerned that state rules haven't kept up with the industry's growth. But as KUNC's Matt Bloom reports, many still feel left out of the conversation.
There are three key parts to Senate Bill 181. First, it limits the number of industry members sitting on the 9-member Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission to one. Right now, there are three. Second, it increases the threshold companies need to force pool a group of mineral rights owners. And it gives local governments more control over where new wells can be drilled within their jurisdiction. The legislation has been challenged on several fronts. From the state capitol, here's Republican Representative Larry Liston.
I think at some point in time, the industry could make the decision that, we'll just pack up, they take their rigs and take their crews, make it so hard and onerous for the industry to do business, well, then they'll just pack up and leave.
And bill sponsor Democrat Steve Fenberg.
State regulators absolutely must put health and safety ahead of industry profits.
To the oil and gas industry, which has opposed every aspect of the bill, right down to how it was written.
They crafted their legislation in secret and then stood shoulder to shoulder with those who tried to put us out of business. This is not how we do business in Colorado. This is not the Colorado way.
That's Colorado Oil and Gas Association President Dan Haley at a rally in Denver earlier this month. It drew dozens of workers and elected officials from places like Weld County, where a lot of people depend on the industry to make a living.
The language is ambiguous.
Democrats stress they talked to industry experts while crafting the policy, but Greeley Chamber President Sarah McQuitty says its voice wasn't heard enough.
You think of what could happen to our housing market. It's such an uncertain time, and so many things that are happening in the Capitol just don't seem to be thought out as well as if you brought the industry to the table ahead of time.
The chamber was one of several, including the Denver Chamber of Commerce, taking a stance against 181. McQuitty says it isn't clear about what limits local governments can put on oil and gas.
People are saying, no, it doesn't say there's a moratorium. Yes, it says there's a moratorium. Yes, you have local control. No, you don't have local control. So until we say black and white, it's a frightening situation.
Folks are rightly concerned here.
Ben Martyr is with the Colorado Petroleum Council. He points to places like Adams County. Commissioners there just approved a temporary moratorium on new drilling permits. It'll stay in place until they can suss out the new changes.
The bill could have a massive impact to Colorado's economy, its budget, schools, transportation. So many priorities depend on state revenues from this industry.
The University of Colorado Leeds School of Business estimates about 30,000 people are directly employed by the oil and gas industry in Colorado. Other studies that are mainly funded by the industry say tens of thousands more jobs are indirectly supported by development, like Colby Edgington's.
It's tense. It's really tense.
Edgington lives in Meade and drives trucks for oil rig moves in northern Colorado.
We have people that, like myself, I'm the sole provider for our house. My wife stays home with our kids. We've got a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an 8-year-old. So my income and the insurance is why I'm here.
If the new bill slows down the industry, he says he'd move.
I can't support a society that could so easily just chew up an entire industry and spit them out if it comes to that.
Edgington says he's been talking with friends working in North Dakota and Texas, just in case. Matt Bloom, KUNC.